High School Basketball, presented by John Wayne Service Company, is on the air. TexasSportsProductions.com brings you our 24th year of the best in San Antonio area high school basketball. This broadcast is being brought to you by John Wayne Service Company, Frost Bank, North Park Lexus, Thomas J. Henry Injury Attorneys, Kalig Automotive Group, Sports Medicine Associates, Mission Open Air Market, Alamo Colleges District, Pick and Pull, Branded Tees, Awards Mart, and by Stephen Reese Farmers Insurance. Also by these Alamo Heights supporters, Parker Plaza, Order Up Pizza, and Offenheiser Insurance. And now, let's go to the game on TexasSportsProductions.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Alamo High at Alamo Convocation Center. Not Alamo Heights. There's no gym there.
Sorry, Dave.
I'm Dave Parker alongside Mark Supise. And this is our second broadcast of the Alamo Heights season. And having a lot of fun doing it. What, did you have fun last time?
I did, Dave. It's a great night for basketball here at Alamo Convocation Center. Historic Alamo Convocation Center, as the Mules will be taking on the Brackenridge Eagles, the team currently sitting atop their district.
Yeah, and when you talk about district schedules, it is a very tight district. Sam Houston leads the district with a record of 2 wins and no losses. Jefferson's in second place with 4 wins and 1 loss. Alamo Heights is third with 3 wins and 1 loss. Lanier 4-2. Brackenridge 4-2. Burbank 2-3. Edison 0-2. And Highlands 0-2. And Fox Tech 0-4. So the way the coach from Brackenridge described it to me, Mark, was if we win tonight, we're in the running for first place. If we lose, we're in fifth place.
Yeah, it's amazing how tight the standings are right now. We're still early in district play, obviously, and people are kind of jockeying for position, especially in that top half of the bracket. And you know, these are going to be competitive games. Last year, both games against Brackenridge for Alamo Heights, the Mules won both, but they were settled by a combined 12 points. And I expect another really good game here tonight by two teams battling for the top of the district.
Yeah, it sure will be, and I tell you, it's one of those things. You know, this game is brought to you by John Wayne Service Company and Texas Sports Productions, and we're on the Frost Bank pregame show. We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to high school basketball. If I say football, just yell at me.
All right, we'll hit all three sports.
Presented by John Wayne Service Company on Texas Sports Productions.
Hi, I'm Dave Parker, and I'm thrilled to announce the opening at Parker Plaza in 09. My son Clint and I have been a part of the Alamo Heights community for a long time and are happy to bring luxury apartments to the area at the gates of Fort Sam Houston. They are spacious and fit the high standards expected in Terrell Hills and Alamo Heights. Please call 210-602-3784 for more information or visit our website at parkerplazain09.com.
Reputation, it defines us. How we treat the customer contributes to our reputation. It's doing the right thing every time and never cutting corners. John Wayne's customers have rewarded us with over 5,000 five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the BBB. And for that, we thank you. Right now, get a complete new system with affordable monthly payments from $72 or no interest up to 60 months. John Wayne Service Company, our reputation is in every truck. 293-6700.
License number 2ACLX-1785C.
This is Bobby Stotzenberger from TSP. Your new home for Texas high school sports is TexasSportsProductions.com. Watch live broadcasts of Texas high school sports from around the state. Listen to live radio coverage of Texas high school sports from around the state. It's all right there for you on TSP through TexasSportsProductions.com. Did you miss the game or want to see or hear it again? Visit the archives on TexasSportsProductions.com. Get into the game today with TSP and TexasSportsProductions.com.
I'm here at the year's hottest stag pool party.
Put your antlers up!
Where? Some poor guy's backyard. These stags are bringing down the house. Seriously, deer are ripping holes in the pool cover. They're trampling patio furniture. And all the damage was covered, thanks to Farmers Insurance. Stag Pool Party, October 27th, 2014. Talk to a farmer's agent. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
The Stephen Reese Insurance Agency. Call 210-641-4000.
Official sponsor of Texas Sports Productions.
This is Dave Parker standing alongside Coach Andrew. Frost Bank pregame show here from Alamo Convocation Center. Coach, really is a big ball game for you early on in the season, the district schedule. Both teams come in and leading the district.
Yeah, so we are, you know, we're 25% of the way through, you know, halfway through the first round. So I feel like, you know, we had a big win to start off with against Lanier. Then we had Fox Tech, went into the break, played Jeff, stubbed our toe against Jeff. They played well, especially late. Then we came back and got Burbank, and now we got three really tough ones in a row. You know, we got Brackenridge, who's super athletic. Then we go to Highlands Friday. So, you know, to be sitting 3-1 right now is pretty good, but this is going to go a long ways to seeing how we feel at the end of the first round.
You've got a good young man for Brackenridge in the form of Calvin Nance. Have you seen much film on him or had a chance to look at him at all?
Yeah, I've seen him in person a couple of times. We've got about 3 or 4 games on film, and he really, really wants to get into the paint. So that's one of the things we've been really talking about ever since the Jefferson game, is doing a better job keeping guys out of the paint. We spent a lot of time on mechanics of our footwork and, you know, not opening our hips up too much to get them into the paint. So that's going to be a huge key for us, keeping him out of the paint. He can shoot, but he really wants to get to the rim, and a million reasons why we can't let that happen.
All right, Coach. One thing that you want to do, if it's the most important thing to you tonight.
Well, I'm going to go two things. One is, when we play with confidence and we push the ball in transition, we're pretty good. So that's going to be number one, is push the ball in transition. Secondly, on the defensive end, we got to be super, super, super solid. We got to communicate like crazy. We got to defend on ball screens. We got to box out, not let them get any second chances. But that's the deal. Transition, offense, and playing great half-court defense.
All right, Coach, good luck. I know you do well. You always do. It's been Dave Parker on the Frostbank pregame show on Texas Sports Productions.
The most important team member isn't always playing in the game. Sometimes they hold a clipboard on the sideline. A good coach doesn't just call plays. They instill confidence in the individual and help the team overcome adversity. At Frost, we believe that good coaching in your financial life can accomplish the same thing. After all, if we believe in you and you believe in you, anything is possible. Frost. Opt for optimism.
You need t-shirts for your club? You need custom uniforms for your sports teams? Call Branded Tees at 210-532-4212. From political t-shirts, bumper stickers, banners, and signs, to youth sporting uniforms for football, basketball, baseball, softball, and soccer, Branded Tees is your choice. With Branded Tees, you get free estimates, no hidden or extra charges, and even design assistance. Stop by Branded Tees at 1720 South Podesta Street or call them at 210-532-4212. Also, check them out online at brandedts.com.
When you choose a Lexus, you're choosing to experience luxury ownership. As a member of the North Park Lexus family, you'll have access to superior resort-style amenities and exceptional warranties, plus award-winning customer satisfaction. So why settle for less than a Lexus? Experience Lexus the North Park way. A J.D. Power 2019 Dealer of Excellence for the customer sales experience and a proud member of the Kaleg Auto Group. I-10 at Dominion Drive or online at northparklexus@dominion.com. For J.D. Power 2019 Dealer of Excellence information, visit jdpower.com/DOE.
Pick and Pull is home of the lowest parts price. We even match competitors' gimmicky discounts. But what good is a discount if they don't have the parts you need? Pick and Pull has the largest inventory in South Texas. Thousands more parts cars, millions more car parts than others. Need extra cash to pay bills? Pick and Pull will buy your old car for cash, running or not, and will pick it up for free. We buy more because we pay more. Go to pickandpullsa.com for more info. Pick and Pull, the parts you need at a price you can afford.
Hello, this is Dave Parker on Texas Sports Productions and the Frostbank pregame show alongside Coach Isaac of the Brackenridge Eagles. Coach, big ball game tonight, really, for the lead in the district early on.
Yeah, very early. We're looking at it today. The winner is going to stay at the top, and if you happen to lose this game, you're going to be in fifth instead of first. So it's a tight district race right now.
Okay, tell us a little bit about your ball club. Calvin Nance seems to be your leader.
Yes, he's definitely our leader. He's our returner from last year, our pretty much sole guy that played on last year's 28-19. I'm starting two freshmen, a junior and one senior. So very young. It's been very interesting, and it's been a little challenging, which is fun for coaches. And
did you say patience?
I have had to learn patience this year. But it's been interesting. We're gelling at the right time.
All right. Well, what concerns you about this Alamo Heights team?
They got good size. They shoot the ball well. They're patient. You know, they're a senior-led ball group. They got a lot of seniors, and that's the difference between having a young team and then playing with a bunch of seniors like we did last year.
Yeah, they have a lot of leaders on the court. Tell me two things that you really need to do tonight.
We got to pick up the pace offensively to make them run up and down a little bit, and then have good success on shooters because they shoot the ball well, and keep them to one shot, which we've been doing a pretty good job of this year in district.
All right, Coach, I know you do well. You always do. This has been Dave Parker on the Frostbank pregame show.
Here at John Wayne, it's not just a word. It's our foundation. From the people we employ to the service that's provided, to the equipment that we design and install, quality matters. For nearly 20 years, providing quality Texas comfort to the San Antonio area communities has been our highest priority. Right now, get a complete new system with affordable monthly payments from $72 or no interest up to 60 months. For quality you can count on, call John Wayne today, 293-6700.
License number TXCLA-1785C.
This is Bobby Stotzenberger from TSP. Your new home for Texas high school sports is TexasSportsProductions.com. Watch live broadcasts of Texas high school sports from around the state. Listen to live radio coverage of Texas high school sports from around the state. It's all right there for you on TSP through TexasSportsProductions.com. Did you miss the game or want to see or hear it again? Visit the archives on TexasSportsProductions.com. Get into the game today with TSP and TexasSportsProductions.com.
Every 2 minutes in the U.S., someone is injured in a drunk driving crash. Nearly one-third of all traffic deaths in the U.S. are caused by drunk drivers. If you were hurt in a drunk driving accident, an experienced attorney can help you assess the damage and help recover maximum compensation for your injuries. Thomas J. Henry has significant experience in handling auto accident cases involving impaired or drunk drivers. Call now, 210-656-1000, San Antonio and Corpus Christi, Texas.
Daniel the Deer danced everywhere. He pranced through fields and jigged through rivers. Then he saw it. What a stage! A place no deer had dared dance before. The hood of a brand new car.
Hey, my car!
And the car was covered, thanks to Farmers Insurance. Deer Dance Floor, December 1st, 2014. Talk to a farmer's agent. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
The Stephen Reese Insurance Agency. Call 210-641-4000.
Official sponsor of Texas Sports Productions.
North Park Lincoln is a...
Welcome back to the Alamo Convocation Center. I'm Dave Parker alongside Mark Supasay and the Hall of Famer, David Klaus. We're excited to bring this ball game to you here on the Frostbank pregame show. Well, Mark, what do you see before the game?
Well, you know, in listening to both coaches talk a few minutes ago here on the pregame show, it's clear both teams really want to push the ball in tempo up the floor. They want to really get up the floor quickly. They want to make the other defense work and not give them time to set up in a half-court set. And so it's going to be really interesting to see, you know, if both teams are successful in doing that and who really plays the better defense. You've got a veteran Alamo Heights squad going up against a younger Brack squad here, but certainly a very talented and, as Coach Brewer said, an athletic squad. And so it's going to be very interesting to see sort of which of those gives way tonight. But I expect a really good high-tempo basketball game, and I think defense actually is going to end up being the key to this game for both teams.
Yeah, I would agree with that synopsis of what's going to happen. I mean, you're talking about two good ball clubs, one a younger ball club that doesn't have a lot of experience, and an older ball club where it has a lot of experience, but they're waiting for someone to emerge as a leader.
That's right, and of course you mentioned, and their coach mentioned in the pregame show, Calvin Nance. I mean, as they go or as he goes, they go. He's averaging 21 points per game for them. And so clearly that's going to be something to keep an eye on and see if the Mules can do what Coach Brewer talked about, which is try to keep him out of the paint, force him to work for his points, not give him easy buckets inside.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. You know, and also it, the seniors for Alamo Heights have got to pick it up and answer the call.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, this is what, you know, you get to your senior year, you're in district play, and these are the games that matter. These are the games that are going to determine who's going to the playoffs. And so, yeah, you want to see your seniors step up, absolutely. Coach talked a lot about playing really solid on defense, boxing out, defending on ball screens, and those are things that seniors need to know how to do and do know how to do. And so I really expect to see them step up and play very smart on the defensive end tonight for the Mules.
All right, well, we'll be back in a moment. We're on the Frost Bank pregame show. You're listening to High School Basketball, presented by John Wayne Service Company on Texas Sports Productions.
Supporter of high school athletics, and we're excited about the 2020 Lincoln Aviator. If you like the luxuriousness of Navigator but prefer something a little bit smaller, the all-new three-row Aviator may be for you. North Park Lincoln is a J.D. Power 2019 Dealer of Excellence for the customer sales experience, and our staff is committed to welcoming you always with a smile and our transparent, no-hassle posted pricing. We're North Park Lincoln, online at nplincoln.com. For J.D. Power Dealer of Excellence information, visit jdpower.com/DOE.
Hi folks, Joel Dollar here with the Mission Open Air Market. As you know, high school football is a major part of this community, just like the Mission Open Air Market has been over 35 years. Remember, that's the Mission Open Air Market, the king of bargains. We've got acres and acres of new and used merchandise and thousands of shoppers. So remember, we're open every Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday, 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. on the corner of Morrison Boulevard and Southeast Loop 410, and I'll see you here.
Welcome back. I'd like to also remind you about Offenheiser & Company. They're insurance that should come from a friend. You know, someone you trust. Someone like John Hanna. He is a shade under 136 years old. No, just kidding. He's much younger than that. I'm the 136-year-old mark.
And you really don't look a day over 114.
Yeah, and that's what I really appreciate, your confidence in me. Yep. They're a trusted choice for home, auto, business, and my business is Parker Plaza, and they insure our building as well. Farm and Ranch, protect who you can count on. Contact John Hanna or Ross Armand today, or just stop by and say hello. They're right down on Broadway, 5701 Broadway, Suite 103. They got the neatest daytimer, and everybody needs a new daytimer for 2020, so you might want to get in there. Or give them a call at 210-787-1110, 787-1110. Talk about Order Up real quickly.
Yeah, one of our new sponsors, Dave, Order Up, restaurant right there in Lincoln Heights, right there in Alamo Heights. Amazing fresh-made hamburgers, delicious fresh-baked pizzas, and some of the best tacos you'll ever have. And I mentioned last time the homemade chocolate chip cookies. We're going to have to get some of those here in the radio booth next time. It's an amazing place. Great place.
Did somebody say chocolate cookies?
I did mention that.
Chocolate cookies.
You need to stop by Order Up. You need to tell them that the Alamo Heights basketball radio crew sent you, and you need to order whatever you order, whether it's a fresh baked pizza, delicious burger, or tacos. Get some cookies with it. You'll be glad you did. Order Up, Lincoln Heights. Go see him tomorrow.
All right, North Park Lexus, keys to victory, Mark.
You know, I think the keys to victory, as I mentioned a minute ago, it's going to come down to two things. I think for the Mules, it's going to be what Coach Brewer talked about, which is keeping Nance out of the paint, forcing him to work for his shots. And then I think for the Mules, it's going to be establishing that tempo offense, getting out in transition, getting some easy buckets on layups and transition baskets. So that's what I'm looking for from both of these teams tonight.
All right. Well, I'm pretty sure that's what will have to transpire. All right, you're listening to High School Basketball, and that'll conclude the Frost Bank pregame show presented by John Wayne Service Company on Texas Sports Productions.
When injuries happen, you want an experienced physician.
At the Sports Medicine Associates of SA, our primary goal is to provide you with the highest level of orthopedic care with compassion and understanding. Whether you're in your prime or just want to maintain an active lifestyle, our promise, every athlete, every injury, means we are committed to ensuring each decision is made in your best interest. Sports Medicine Associates of SA has several locations. Give us a call, 210-699-8326, to take the first step on your path to recovery.
San Antonio College, one of the oldest and largest single-campus community colleges in Texas, serves nearly 20,000 students each semester with a variety of different programs from nursing, journalism, fine arts, and American Sign Language, just to name a few. For more than 90 years, SAC has been a pillar of excellence, offering students the opportunity to get a quality college education at an affordable price. Learn more online at alamo.edu/SAC or check them out on Facebook.
Welcome back to Alamo Convocation Center. I'm Dave Parker alongside Mark Supase. And we're going to prepare to hear the national anthem. So I think we'll take a quick break as they play the national anthem. Danny Porch is not going to join us tonight because he is on the PA. And we appreciate him greatly and miss him tonight. You're listening to High School Basketball, presented by John Wayne Service Company on Texas Sports Productions.
The most important team member isn't always playing in the game. Sometimes they hold a clipboard on the sideline. A good coach doesn't just call plays. They instill confidence in the individual and help the team overcome adversity. At Frost, we believe that good coaching in your financial life can accomplish the same thing. After all, if we believe in you and you believe in you, anything is possible. Frost. Opt for optimism.
When you choose a Lexus, you're choosing to experience luxury ownership. As a member of the North Park Lexus family, you'll have access to superior resort-style amenities and exceptional warranties, plus award-winning customer satisfaction. So why settle for less than a Lexus? Experience Lexus the North Park way. A J.D. Power 2019 Dealer of Excellence for the customer sales experience and a proud member of the Kaleg Auto Group. I-10 at Dominion Drive or online at northparklexus@dominion.com. For J.D. Power 2019 Dealer of Excellence information, visit jdpower.com/DOE.
You need t-shirts for your club? You need custom uniforms for your sports teams? Call Branded Tees at 210-532-4212. From political t-shirts, bumper stickers, banners, and signs, to youth sporting uniforms for football, basketball, baseball, softball, and soccer, Branded Tees is your choice. With Branded Tees, you get free estimates, no hidden or extra charges, and even design assistance. Stop by Branded Tees at 1720 South Podesta Street or call them at 210-532-4212. Also, check them out online at brandedts.com.
Welcome back to the Alamo Convocation Center. Dave Parker alongside Mark Supase and the Hall of Famer, David Klaus. Starters for tonight's game, Calvin Nance for Brackenridge. And the starters are brought to you by Parker Plaza, Gabriel Alvarez, Isaiah Perales, Robert Jackson, and Corian Bragg. For the Alamo Heights Mules, who is the home team, even though we're playing at Alamo Gym, Braden Jekyll is a starter, Charlie DeWitt at guard, Weston Voss at a post, Jeb Brysack also as a forward, and Kobe Love is off of the football team, is a forward as well. Thanks to the Hall of Famer, David Klaus, for getting those stats for us.
Now, let's bring out
your... All right.
6'1", junior guard, number 11.
So, Mark, you know, as you look at this is a ball game that pits experience versus not so much.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a team in Brackenridge that is young but has obvious talent in Nance and others. And then you've got a team in the Mules also talented but probably lacking the superstar, if you will, that Nance is, but a good team top to bottom and a veteran team, a senior laden team. And so we're going to see which you know, which prevails here? Is the experience of the mules going to take it, or is it going to be more the young upstart Eagles from Breckenridge? I think it's going to be a fantastic game. As we talked about earlier, both games last year decided by a combined 12 points, and I think tonight's going to be a real close one as well. So we are ready to go.
You know, this is a venerable old venue, Alamo Convocation Center. This was originally, the stadium was built by the WPA next door. This was built soon thereafter, and I have refereed some games in here with this place completely full, so it has a great great memories for me.
Absolutely. And, you know, not a huge crowd here tonight, but a good representative of Alamo Heights fans in particular. And I think they're about to see a great game. The teams are on the court, the Mules in their white uniforms with the gold and blue trim, and the Breckenridge Eagles in their blue uniforms with the white trim. And we are about ready to tip this one off here, Dave.
And we got so many cheerleaders that the official is down there on the end trying to move them back a little bit. Jumping center for Breckenridge will be Corian Bragg. He'll be jumping against Charlie DeWitt. Both teams lined up in a defensive situation. The Alamo Heights cheerleader program is fantastic. And they won several state championships and even some national championships. And the officials are going to have their work cut out for them trying to keep them back.
It's not an exaggeration to say there are probably as many cheerleaders on the court as there are people in the stands, Dave.
I would totally agree with you there. And they are much more athletic than the broadcasters, I'm just saying. My daughter was a cheerleader in high school.
Yeah.
And I went to many a cheerleading match, tournament. What is it? Contest? I don't know what you call
competition.
It.
Competition.
Yeah. All right. Official throws the ball up. Tips controlled by Breckenridge. Isaiah Perales brings it out. And Calvin Nance is at the point guard. He's with the ball. He goes to the hoop. And we're going to have a foul called early on.
Well, and you saw right there, first offensive possession, Nance penetrated into the paint, which is exactly what the Mules are trying to keep him from doing. So they need to do a better job of cutting him off.
Jeb Brysack with a foul. That'll be foul number one, team foul number one. Into a very nice inbounds play into Calvin Nance, and he scores the first 2 points of the ballgame.
Brysack just a step slow that time, defending him, made a nice cut to the basket for the easy layup.
DeWitt on the right wing over to Colby Love. As they look inside, and Brandon Jekyll outside to Colby Love on the left wing, inside to Weston Voss. Love with a shot, it's short, but rebound, long rebound goes to Voss, back out to DeWitt. Over to Brysack. Brysack back down low to Love. Brysack looking inside, cannot find him. The Breckenridge in the man defense. Shot goes up by Colby Love. It's no good. Rebound off to Robert Jackson. They bring up quickly over to Calvin Nance. He goes to the bucket. It's blocked by Brysack. And then off the rebound, off to Voss. Voss over to Jekyll on the left wing. Back over to DeWitt. DeWitt, the leader of this ball club.
Yeah, and the Mules definitely looking to work the ball inside here. They keep posting up inside. In fact, on that last possession, they got a good look from the elbow, just didn't go in. But they're working the ball around the perimeter, looking to get a post up inside for an easy shot.
And that ball is off of Breckenridge, out of bounds. It'll be a throw in from the baseline.
Yeah, Love tried to hit Brysack there on the baseline, just couldn't quite thread the needle there. Mules will take it out on the baseline.
DeWitt to inbound. Inbounds it inside to Brysack. He takes a shot, cannot find the rim. Then rebound to Voss, and then over to DeWitt. He drives and gets fouled. First foul by Isaiah Perales.
Nice aggressive play that time by DeWitt. He got the rebound off of the missed shot by Brysack and penetrated in and took a shot in the paint. Didn't go in, but he's going to the stripe now for two.
DeWitt will be shooting two. Score here is 2-0, 6:14 to go here in the first period of play. First free throw is up and in. Makes the score 2-1 in favor of the Breckenridge Eagles. Breckenridge is located over on Roosevelt Street near the old Lone Star Brewery, believe it or not. Second shot is up. It's no good. Rebound off to Bragg. Bragg gets it over to Calvin Nance. It appears that Calvin Nance is Breckenridge's offense. He wants to go to the hoop. And this time he drives, passes it outside. Long three put up. No good. And there's going to be an off-ball foul. And that was by Corian Bragg.
Good job defending that time by the Mules. And we saw Kobe Love do exactly what Coach Brewer talked about. He didn't open his hips up. He did not allow Nance to penetrate. Forced a bad shot. Got the turnover.
Okay, DeWitt out front. Passes it over to back into Brysack. He shoots short. Had a good shot. Good look. Just didn't get it in.
Yeah, that's twice now in the paint. He just hasn't quite got the touch yet, but he's getting good looks.
And Calvin Nance dribbling out front. He is covered by Jekyll. Over the side to the left. Then it goes inside. And a pretty good move. Corian Bragg scores two. Makes it 4-1.
Brysack tried to draw the charge that time. The ref would have nothing to do with it, though.
All right, DeWitt out front. Over to Brysack, to Jekyll. DeWitt looks but does not shoot. Then goes inside. No good. Gets his own rebound. And good hustle by DeWitt. Just couldn't get it out. He tried to get it out to Voss. And DeWitt down with a steal. Now a pass down court. And tried to reverse it, did Jekyll, and it was no good. So far, the Alamance Mules a little cold. Now DeWitt gets another steal. Up, and it's good.
Another fantastic hustle play that time by DeWitt. He has been up and down the court on these last three possessions, forcing steals, pushing the ball. That time got the easy layup. Mules within one.
And now Nance out front. And that ball is good, and Calvin Nance with a three-pointer. That makes the score 7-3.
Yeah, he hit that shot from the corner with a man in his face. A really pretty shot that time by Nance.
Outside to Jekyll. Inside to Brysack. Back into Brysack. There's nobody on him. He goes to the hoop, gets fouled. And that'll be foul number one on Jackson.
Good job of pushing the ball inside once again. Brysack wasn't able to hit the shot again, but he did go up strong in the paint. And once again, we see the Mules at the line, and we see them continually here working the ball inside against this Eagle defense.
So Brysack, did he hit that one?
He did. First
he
one
hit the
good.
First one. Like to see him hit a few shots because he's been wide open. He's just been shooting a little short. Hits the second one. That makes it 7-5. Breckenridge inbounds over to Alvarez. Alvarez to Nance. Back to Nance. Nance takes it out front. Mules in a 2-3 zone. This is something that we saw work, Mark, in the second half for them against, I'm blanking on the team, against Fox Tech.
Yeah, definitely giving a different look. Forced a long three-pointer there that time. Not a good shot by Breckenridge. And DeWitt forces the ball out off of Breckenridge. It'll be Mule's ball.
And there are stairwells down here on each end of this. And when it goes down there, as an official, I'm not chasing it.
One of the cheerleaders ran down and got the ball for us. So we're all good.
All right, DeWitt over to Brysack. Brysack down to Love. Now Brysack takes it of Weston Voss out front. Weston Voss at the high post. Inside to Voss. Voss takes a shot. It's up and it's good.
Well, he rattled Weston. That one in. He had a size mismatch that time and he was able to capitalize.
Good shooter's touch. And that ties the score at sevens. Back out front to Nance in this 2-3 zone. Brackenridge is going to have to find a way to get to the bucket. Alvarez with a shot, a long three, no good. Long rebound comes out to Jackson. He puts it back. Robert Jackson scores point number 8 and 9 as the Brackenridge Eagles take the lead. DeWitt out front over to Voss. Over to Love, down to Brysack. Love with a long three, and boom, nothing but net.
Beautiful that shot that time by Love from the right corner there. Three-pointer. Mules with their first lead of the ball game, 10-9.
All right, back out front to Nance. A lot of standing around for Brackenridge. This zone is perplexing them.
Yeah, it's not giving them the easy penetrations. They've got two men effectively cutting off those lanes every time they try. So we'll see what they do here to maybe change it up.
And outside to Alvarez on the right wing, down low, drives to the bucket, and it's no good. And a rebound is off of the Mules out of bounds.
Yeah, DeWitt gave him the baseline that time. Lucky the shot did not go in, but unfortunately the ball did go off the Mules, so Brack maintains possession here.
Donovan Phillips into the ball game for the Mules, as well as Chris Enriquez. Almost a steal by Brysack. Outside for a long three, and it's no good. Rebound to Donovan Phillips. Bringing it up is Charlie DeWitt. A long shot by rebound inside by Enriquez, and he's going to get fouled.
Well, once again, we see the Mules going up strong to the bucket. They're doing a good job getting rebounds, getting second-chance shots, and it keeps putting them to the line. If they can keep making their free throws here, it's going to be a big advantage for them as this game wears on.
Coach Isaac not agreeing with that call at all. Two on Jackson, and that could be important. And Chris Enriquez puts the first free throw in. And coming into the ball game for the Eagles will be Hall. Ollie Hall, he comes in for Jackson. Jackson takes a seat. And that's a big loss for the Eagles. Enriquez misses the second one, but Kobe Love somehow gets the rebound. And I don't know how, if he went out of bounds, it can be Alamo Heights' ball. Yeah, he called it wrong.
They're saying Love stepped out of bounds, but I don't think he did. He had possession of the ball.
Yeah, one way or the other. 1:17 to go, 11-9, favor the Mules over the Eagles.
Mules staying in that 2-3 defense, Dave.
Outside to Alvarez. Out front to Nance. Nance goes inside, draws a foul. You choose who you call it on.
Saw a bit of that athleticism that time by Nancy. Penetrated, had three or four Mules collapse on him. Still was able to get a shot up in the paint. No good, but he goes to the line for two.
And Chris Enriquez draws the foul. 59 seconds to go. Nance shooting the first and misses the first one. It's going to be important for the Eagles that they hit their free throws.
Well, excuse me, especially if the Mules continue to hit theirs, it's going to be a big advantage for Alamo Heights here if this game continues this way.
Quickly back up the court over to Jekyll. Inside to Love. He takes a shot. It's no good. Rebound off to Bragg. And Love tries to make the steal but knocks it out of bounds. It'll be Brackenridge ball. And bringing it up slowly with 40 seconds to go. Maybe going for the last shot here in the first period of play. Are the Eagles. Over to Alvarez from Nance. Nance looks at three. Good defense there by Brandon Jekyll. Even though they're in the zone, they're matching up very well when the ball comes in their area.
Really good job by the Mules here. Really solid defense. Let's see if they can hold on here the last 15 seconds.
Alvarez with a long shot. Boom! And he hits it.
Long three-pointer that time.
Makes it 12-11. 8 seconds to go on the clock. DeWitt goes to the bucket and hits it. Oh, they call traveling. No, no about that call.
Yeah, I don't know either, Dave. That looked like a pretty good shot to me. Just took a dribble, took a step, and put it off the glass, and then unfortunately it's not going to count.
A long shot, and it's no good. All right, that will bring the end of the first quarter here from Alamo Convocation Center. It's 12-11, favor of the Brackenridge Eagles over the Alamo Heights Mules. You're listening to High School Basketball, presented by the John Wayne Service Company on Texas Sports Productions.
I'm Dave Parker, and I'm thrilled to announce the opening at Parker Plaza in 09. My son Clint and I have been a part of the Elm Heights community for a long time and are happy to bring luxury apartments to the area at the gates of Fort Sam Houston. They are spacious and fit the high standards expected in Terrell Hills and Alamo Heights. Please call 210-602-3784 for more information or visit our website at parkerplazain09.com.
This is Bobby Stotzenberger from TSP. Your new home for Texas high school sports is TexasSportsProductions.com. Watch live broadcasts of Texas high school sports from around the state. Listen to live radio coverage of Texas high school sports from around the state. It's all right there for you on TSP through TexasSportsProductions.com. Did you miss the game or want to see or hear it again? Visit the archives on TexasSportsProductions.com. Get into the game today with TSP and TexasSportsProductions.com.
Welcome back to the Alamo Convocation Center. I'm Dave Parker, alongside Mark Supase and the Hall of Famer, David Klaus.
Well, it was a close first quarter, as we expected. These teams pretty evenly matched here. 1-point game in favor of Brack here as we begin quarter number two.
And goes over to DeWitt, or back over to Jekyll. Down inside to Weston Voss with a hook shot. No good. Rebound to Nance. Nance goes to the bucket. And the call is on Jekyll.
Yeah, they're going to count the basket, it looks like, and give him an and one here. And I guarantee you during that timeout and after the first quarter, Brackenridge's coach told Nance to be more aggressive, and he did right there, took it right to the hole.
And they're discussing here whether or not the foul was before the shot. If the foul was before the shot, there's no shots to be administered. And that's exactly what they called, so that a ball be an inbounds call and no basket. And I think they got that right, so.
Yeah.
All right, inbounds comes to Nance. He shoots a long three from the right wing. It's no good. Goes up. Kobe Love with a rebound. Back over to Voss. Back to DeWitt. DeWitt brings it up quickly. Passes on a shot. Throws it over to Jekyll. Jekyll back to DeWitt. And the top or right wing. Inside to Voss. Voss makes a move to the bucket, goes with the left hand, and boom, good move by Weston Voss.
Really pretty little jump hook in the paint that time.
All right, so Alvarez with the ball over to Nance. He goes inside, shoots it, no good. Rebound to DeWitt.
Alamo Heights continues to do a good job on the defensive glass, not giving Brack more than one chance every time down the floor.
And steps out of bounds, does Brysack.
Gives us a chance to give you some first quarter stats. Mule shot 2 of 8 from 2-point land for 25%, 1 of 3, 33% from the 3-point line, and free throws 67%, 4 of 6. I'll give you those Brack stats in a moment.
All right, 13-12, favor of the Mules. Nance with the ball on the left wing. Goes over to Hall. It's no good, but the rebound is off to Perales, and he puts it back in. So that the Brackenridge Eagles take the lead, 14-13. 6:16 to go here in the second period of play from the Alamo Convocation Center. Oh, nice pass into Jekyll for an easy layup, and that was from Voss. Assist going to Weston Voss.
Good job that time by Jekyll, moving without the ball, cutting to the hoop. Easy layup for the Mules.
So it's outside to Perales. Over to Nance on the right wing. Perales takes a long three. It's no good. And they're going to call a push-off on DeWitt.
Looking at those first quarter shooting stats again, Dave. Brackenridge shot 50% from the field, 3 of 6 from 2-point land, 2 of 7, though, from the 3-point line, and they were 0 of 2 from the free throw line. So only 2 of 7 from 3-point land, but you see they attempted 7 3-pointers, and that's a testament to the Mules' zone defense.
21 into the game, and I don't know his name. And that ball is into Nance. Nance gets the basket, 16-15. Also in the game is Milo Langmore. And almost lost, but recovered. DeWitt with a three-pointer. It's no good. Rebound fought for.
Well, continually the Mules are getting looks in the paint. They're just not connecting on them.
Foul called on Ollie Hall. Five team fouls for Brackenridge and four for Alamo Heights. Ball goes inside, and a good dive by Jekyll jumping over the Eagle. Goes inside to Voss. Voss back outside. A steal.
Yeah, one too many passes that time.
And but it's no good. And Jekyll back up the court quickly. Goes over to Voss on the right wing. 3 seconds inside. The ball just got here. I don't know about that call.
Yeah, I don't know either, Dave. That was an interesting possession that time. The Mules continue to push the ball as well. We talked about that. But what Brack is doing is they're doing a good job of getting back in transition defense. So those opportunities the Mules have been few and far between so far on fast break opportunities.
All right, Nance with the ball outside to Alvarez. Alvarez doubled, and he throws it away. Weston Voss with the ball. He gets fouled but not called. And off the basket, Bragg inside. He makes the play. Corian Bragg scores two. 18-15 favor of Brackenridge.
That was an unfortunate turnover that time for the Mules. Voss just didn't see the man coming from behind him and ended up in an easy bucket for Bragg with a three-point lead.
4:19 to go here in the second period of play. Goes over to Langmore. Inside to number 21, and I do not know who that is.
Colby Williams.
Who is it?
Colby Williams.
Colby Williams, okay.
Nice shot in the paint that time by the Mules to cut it to one.
Oh, here it is. He's not. I've got him in 32 in my book. 21, all right. And pass over to Nance, and he gets fouled by Langmore.
Yeah, Langmore just got caught not moving his feet that time. Nance penetrated baseline, and he got caught with the block.
All right, so five team fouls on each team. Two away from the bonus, 3:51 to go. Brackenridge calls timeout. We'll take it with them. You're listening to High School Basketball, presented by John Wayne Service Company on Texas Sports Productions.
Reputation, it defines us. How we treat the customer contributes to our reputation. It's doing the right thing every time and never cutting corners. John Wayne's customers have rewarded us with over 5,000 five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the BBB. And for that, we thank you. Right now, get a complete new system with affordable monthly payments from $72 or no interest up to 60 months. John Wayne Service Company. Our reputation is in every truck. 293-6700.
License number 2ACLA-1785C.
Welcome back to the Alamo Convocation Center. I'm Dave Parker along with Mike Supase. And it's 18-17, Brackenridge over Alamo Heights with 3:51 to go here in the second period. Hall of Famer doing the stats today, David Klaus.
And a fine job he is doing.
Brackenridge to inbounds. He goes to Nance way out at the midcourt line. They're going to go ahead and slow it down, I think. They're content to let them stay in this zone. So they're dribbling out front. And now Coach Brewer sends them to a 2-2-1. He traveled. He traveled.
That was a clear travel.
And got away with one there.
Coach Brewer looks at the ref. I can't believe he didn't call that one.
All right, but Nance hits the shot. It's 20-17. Goes outside to Jekyll. He takes a shot. Three-pointer. Boom! Nothing but net.
Nice pass. Jekyll caught it in rhythm that time. Hit it from the right side. Ties it up at 20.
Ties it up. 20 apiece here. 3:03 to go. Second period. And once again, Brackenridge content to slow it down. And what Coach Brewer is making the adjustment to go to a 2-2-1. And now they go to a man. And outside with Alvarez, now to Nance on the right wing, covered by Brysack, over to Perales, covered by Jekyll. And Nance back out. Referee saying that it's more than 6 feet. He goes inside, takes a jump shot, and it's good. He's all we put him out to be.
Absolutely. Brysack really didn't have much of a chance that time. It wasn't bad defense. It's just playing against a much more athletic player that time.
2:15 to go. DeWitt takes a three, and it's no good. And rebound to Corey and Bragg. Back over to Alvarez.
Mules need to hit those open shots like that last one. They get an open look at a three. They've got to knock it down.
Now Nance dribbling out front. And now over to a shot no good and rebounded by DeWitt. That was put up by Alvarez. DeWitt brings it quickly back up the court. Jekyll over to Voss. Voss shoots a jump shot. It's no good. Rebound to Brackenridge. Back over to Nance. She'll bring it up methodically.
Yeah, Brack very clearly happy to just slow things down here and force the Mules into making a defensive mistake.
Yeah, trying to make it lessen the number of possessions for the Mules. They figured out they couldn't run with them. Now it's over to Perales. No, nothing but air on that shot.
Yeah, air ball three-pointer that time, not the shot that Brack wanted. Mules pushing the other way.
Over to Voss, low. DeWitt, top of the key, goes to the bucket, shoots, no good. Rebound to Nance. Nance brings it up, 50 seconds to go. It's 22-20 favor of Brackenridge Eagles. We'll have the halftime show. Be presented by the Stephen Reese Insurance.
Jake will doing a good job here on Nance. Let's see what Nance does if he tries to penetrate. He almost
Nance almost
ball.
Loses it, and he does. Long pass down to Jekyll. Jekyll goes to the hoop and gets fouled. And that foul is going to go against Isaiah Perales. And I don't think he thought he fouled him.
he had that look like, who, me? But it was a foul, and Jekyll's going to go to the line here with a chance to tie it with 24 seconds to go.
And looking to come into the ball game are Donovan Phillips and Harrison Anthus. Shooting at the line will be Braden Jekyll. He hits the... rims out. In comes Donovan Phillips for Voss. And DeWitt comes out. And Anthus comes in. 24 seconds to go. Jekyll to shoot the second one. It's no good. But rebound and a good hustle by Colby Williams, but he couldn't get it. All right, so Brack will wait for the last shot. And throwing it out of bounds is Nance, and 1.53 seconds on the clock. Mules have a chance to score here.
It's time for them to push it up here and get a shot off. That's enough time. They just got to make good passes.
DeWitt really, DeWitt's such a coach on the court. He throws it up, and it's no good. All right. From Alamo Convocation Center, the score is 22-20 in favor of the Brackenridge Eagles over the Alamo Heights Mules. We'll be back in a moment on the Stephen Reese Halftime Show. Presented by John, we're on high school basketball, presented by the John Wayne Service Company on Texas Sports Productions.
The sinister cries haunted Mary through the night. Dawn neared, and still the voice tormented her. She ran towards the safety of her car, flung open the door,
and a coyote had somehow gotten locked inside. But the damaged interior was covered thanks to Farmers Insurance. Coyote Carpool, August 1st, 2015. Talk to a Farmers agent. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
The Stephen Reese Insurance Agency. Call 210-641-4000.
Official sponsor of Texas Sports Productions.
Pick and Pull is home of the lowest parts price. We even match competitors' gimmicky discounts. But what good is a discount if they don't have the parts you need? Pick and Pull has the largest inventory in South Texas. Thousands more parts cars, millions more car parts than others. Need extra cash to pay bills? Pick and Pull will buy your old car for cash, running or not, and will pick it up for free. We buy more because we pay more. Go to pickandpullsa.com for more info. Pick and Pull, the parts you need at a price you can afford.
Welcome back to Halftime, presented by Stephen Reese Insurance. Order up.
You know, Dave, we've talked about these guys, and I think the two words that come to mind are chocolate chip. I think those cookies really are what it's all about. You know, and it's halftime right now. If you're listening right now, you've probably got about 20 minutes or so before we come back on the air, maybe 15. If you're close by, swing by. They're right there at Lincoln Heights. They have got the most amazing chocolate chip cookies. Fresh out of the oven. Everything's fresh there. The pizzas, the burgers, the tacos. It's all top rate. It's delicious, and it's a great value. And it's right here in Alamo Heights. So stop by today. Order up right there at the Lincoln Heights Shopping Center.
Hey, and don't forget your broadcasters when you pick those chocolate chip cookies up.
That's right. We would be happy to take some of those off of your hands.
All right. So also, Offenheiser & Company Insurance is one of our sponsors. And you know, insurance should come from a friend, someone you trust, someone local, someone in town, and they know what they're doing. They've been doing it since 1882. Over 136 years, they've been the trusted choice for home, auto, business, farm, and ranch. So protect what you need, know with someone you can count on. John Hanna or Ross Armand. John Hanna was a former Alamo Heights Middle School coach. Or just stop by and say hello. Offenheiser & Company, serving you since 1882. Give them a call. It's 210-787-1110. Or just go by and see them at 5701 Broadway Suite 103. All right, David Klaus, are you ready yet?
And Dave has the look of readiness.
Dave.
Thanks, sir.
All right, David Klaus, the Hall of Famer, is on the air.
Very good game, evenly matched teams so far, Dave. Statistically, Alamo Heights is hitting 33% from the field, 5 of 15. Breckenridge is 8 of 15, 53%. Three-pointers, Alamo Heights 2 for 6, so 33%. Brack is 2 of 11, 18%. Free throws, Alamo Heights 4 of 8 for 50%. And Breckenridge 0-for-2 on the free throws. Individually, Alamo Heights, Braden Jakey has 5, Charlie DeWitt 3 points, Weston Voss 4 points, Colby Williams has a bucket, Chris Enriquez has 1 point, Jeb Ryzik 2 points, and Kobe Love has 3 points. For the Breckenridge Eagles, Calvin Nance, no surprise, 8 points, leading the team in scoring, 4 field goals, 0-for-2 from the line. Gabriel Alvarez, 6 points. Isaiah Perales, 2 points. Robert Jackson, 2 points. And Corian Bragg, 4 points. Nobody's really in foul trouble. Breckenridge, Isaiah Perales, 2 fouls. Robert Jackson, 2 fouls. And Alamo Heights, they have four players with 1 foul. 5 players with 1 foul, so no foul trouble there.
Thoughts, David?
If they can find a way to stop Calvin Nance, it seems like their offense.
How many points for Nance again?
8.
8.
Seems like more, doesn't it?
It does seem
but
like
it
more.
It just seems like their offense runs with Calvin Nance at the point, and then he'll just drive and shoot. And now, I'm not a genius. But
no!
I know. That's
you're the
I
Hall of Famer. You are a genius.
I know. That's right. But knowing Coach Brewer, he'll figure a way to make some adjustments. But I'll tell you what, Breckenridge has some good athletes, and it's a very good game.
All right. Well, thank you, David,
yes, sir.
Hall of Famer. That's David Klaus. We'll be back in a moment on the Halftime Show presented by Farmers, Stephen Reese, Farmers Insurance. You're listening to High School Basketball presented by John Wayne Service Company on Texas Sports Productions.
Mazda is the number one Mazda dealer in San Antonio and a proud recipient of the J.D. Power Dealer of Excellence for Customer Sales Experience. To get low Kalig Auto Group posted pricing with North Park Mazda's sales and service excellence, just visit us at our modern, friendly, and convenient location at 9333 San Pedro. North Park Mazda, proud supporters of high school athletics. For J.D. Power Dealer of Excellence information, visit jdpower.com/DOE. Based on new and certified pre-owned Mazda sales in 2018 from MNAO.
Hi folks, Joel Dolly here with the Mission Open Air Market. As you know, high school football is a major part of this community, just like the Mission Open Air Market has been over 35 years. Remember, that's the Mission Open Air Market, the king of bargains. We've got acres and acres of new and used merchandise and thousands of shoppers. So remember, we're open every Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday, 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. on the corner of Morrison Boulevard and Southeast Loop 410 and all. See you here.
San Antonio College, one of the oldest and largest single-campus community colleges in Texas, serves nearly 20,000 students each semester with a variety of different programs from nursing, journalism, fine arts, and American Sign Language, just to name a few. For more than 90 years, SAC has been a pillar of excellence, offering students the opportunity to get a quality college education at an affordable price. Learn more online at alamo.edu/SAC or check them out on Facebook.
Back to the Alamo Convocation Center. Dave Parker alongside Mark Supasett and the Hall of Famer, David Klaus. Great routine by the Alamo Heights cheerleaders.
Yeah, really nice halftime show there. Got the crowd into it and a great turnout by them. Good to see that school spirit here as we get into district play.
Well, I tell you what, the cheerleaders have really turned it around over the last couple of years. And my daughter was a bass on the San Antonio Christian team. And I went to many a cheerleader contest, and it's great to see.
Well, and you're a good man for that, Dave.
Well, let me just tell you that those girls are athletes. They are not out there just messing around. And you would think that they would be loud on the bus and stuff because I drove the van. No, not a single word out of them. They were totally serious.
Focused.
And they are athletes. And I just want to emphasize that because it's special to me.
Absolutely.
All right, what keys to victory for the second half?
Well, I go back and I look at what Coach Brewer said in the pregame show. He talked about better job of keeping Nance out of the paint. I'd give him a B- on that. Mm-hmm. He said super solid on boxing out, and I think they've done a great job on that. I don't know if we have a stat on it, but I think that they have really, really limited the second chance opportunities for Brackenridge. And then third, he talked about defending on ball screens, and I think they've done a pretty good job of that. So I'm going to sound like a homer here, but the way I look at this first half was I really think the Mules are more to blame for not being ahead, more so than what Brack did to them. The Mules are getting open looks. They're getting the ball in the paint. They're getting open looks from three. They're just not knocking their shots down yet. And I think if that turns in the second half, I think it has to, they're going to win this ball game. I think if they continue to not get the shots to go down in the paint, it's going to be a long second half for them. So I think the whole key for these guys is keep penetrating into the paint and just get those shots to go down, and eventually they will.
All right, we'll take one final break here on the Stephen Reese Farmers Insurance halftime show. It's 22-20 at halftime. You're listening to High School Basketball presented by John Wayne Service Company on Texas Sports Productions.
When injuries happen, you want an experienced physician. At the Sports Medicine Associates of SA, our primary goal is to provide you with the highest level of orthopedic care with compassion and understanding. Whether you're in your prime or just want to maintain an active lifestyle, our promise, every athlete, every injury, means we are committed to ensuring each decision is made in your best interest. Sports Medicine Associates of SA has several locations. Give us a call, 210-699-8326, to take the first step on your path to recovery.
In 2016 alone, 2.9 million U.S. workers were injured on the job. Construction, transportation, manufacturing, oil and gas, and agriculture were among the most dangerous industries for workplace accidents. These accidents can cause life-altering injuries and lead to loss of work and income for families. If you were injured in a workplace accident, call Thomas J. Henry today. 210-656-1000, San Antonio, Corpus Christi, Texas.
Welcome back to the Alamo Convocation Center. Dave Parker here, Mark Supers here, and the Hall of Famer David Klaus bringing you this ball game, 22-20, favor of the Brackenridge Eagles. Brackenridge to inbound here in the beginning of the second half.
Both teams with the same starting lineups on the floor that they began the game with to begin the third quarter.
All right, so here we go. Nance out front with the ball, covered by Brysack. Over to Alvarez. He shoots, and boom, he hits one.
Jekyll just a step slow in the zone that time, gave him the open look at the three from the top of the key.
All right, comes back up to DeWitt. Alvarez, 3 of 3. Over to DeWitt, over to Jekyll. 25-20, favor of Brackenridge. Shot goes inside. Up and good by Kobe Love.
Nice shot there from the elbow side of the key. Is exactly what we talked about at halftime. They got to hit those shots in the paint.
25-22. 7:14 to go in the third period of play. Oh, and then a foul call by Brysack on Brysack. And Coach Brewer not agreeing with the call.
They kind of got him for climbing through the two defenders to get to the ball. It was kind of a ticky-tack foul.
All right, so Nance out front. Coach Brewer urging them on to play tough defense. They're in a 2-3 zone. Alvarez with the ball out front over to Perales. Back down to Nance low. He goes to the basket but then throws it outside to Alvarez. Over to Bragg. And offensive foul called. And taking that charge was Weston Voss. Good play.
Good job that time by Voss. Stood his ground there in the paint and gets the turnover for the Mules. Mules were fortunate that time. Nance had penetrated baseline. Probably could have had a layup, but he kicked it outside and ended up with the turnover.
All right, so DeWitt bringing it up court. Outside to Brysack. Inside to Weston Voss. Oh, nice pass to Kobe Love inside. Nice assist. That makes the score 25-22, 24, shouldn't it be?
I think the ref actually called...
He called a three-second violation?
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, three-second violation. That was a quick 3 seconds. I don't know that they were down the floor that long.
Man. Alvarez with a shot outside. No good. Rebound to Kobe Love. That's more 3 second violations than I've seen called in a long time. Long sight by Brysack. It's off the rim. That is Jackson with the rebound.
Both teams with long three-point attempts on those last two tries. Probably not what either coach wants to see there.
25-22. Nance goes to the hole. Now there's 3 seconds there. And the long shot by Alvarez. If you want to call 3 seconds, if Nance is standing in there, then you call it.
Well, he went baseline once again, and he found his man on the opposite wing. Mules are going to have to cut him off and drive in baseline.
28-22, inside to Love, back outside to Brysack, to Jekyll, over to Voss on the left wing. Jekyll looking to drive, but good defense there by Jackson of the Eagles. Outside to Jekyll now, to DeWitt on the right wing. Now out to Brysack, inside to Kobe Love. You better get out of there. They're going to call 3 seconds on you. He does. DeWitt gets it over to Jekyll. And Nance on DeWitt. The Eagles in a man defense.
Good defense by the Eagles, not allowing any penetration here by the Mules.
And out front is Brysack over to Kobe Love. He takes a long shot. It's no good. Rebound Nance. Coach Isaac says hold it up. They had a great year last year, did the Brackenridge Eagles.
Coach Brewer's going to get a timeout here when he can.
And rebound off to DeWitt. Over to Jekyll. Brysack with a ball pass back to Jekyll. Outside to Voss on the left wing. Down to Kobe Love in the right corner. Pass inside to Brysack. He goes to the basket. Oh, nice. Kisses off the glass, a la Tim Duncan.
Really pretty move there.
All right. That makes the score 28-24. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to High School Basketball, brought to you by John Wayne Service Company on Texas Sports Productions.
The most important team member isn't always playing in the game. Sometimes they hold a clipboard on the sideline. A good coach doesn't just call plays. They instill confidence in the individual and help the team overcome adversity. At Frost, we believe that good coaching in your financial life can accomplish the same thing. After all, if we believe in you and you believe in you, anything is possible. Frost, opt for optimism.
All right, welcome back. Score is 28-24. Favor of the Breckenridge Eagles over the Alamo Heights Mules here from Alamo Convocation Center. 4:14 to go, Breckenridge ball as they inbound to Nance. Nance is one heck of a player, but hadn't scored a lot of points in this half.
No, but he does make their offense go. We've seen those penetrations, and I would bet you that's one of the things the Mules are going to look to stop here on this possession.
Jekyll on Nance outside. They're still in a zone. 2-1-2 this time. Oh, no, I guess it's still 2-3. And Alvarez is content to dribble it outside. Brysack goes out on him. Has a 5-second count on him. Oh, and he gets a foul call. Brysack.
That's three on Brysack. That was also a little bit of a touch foul there. Just a little bit too active with his hands. He's going to come out of the ball game.
Weston Voss comes back in for him. Pass goes inside to Jackson, and they call traveling.
Yeah, he took a little hop that time before he put the ball on the floor. Mules get it back.
That's a key turnover. Mules need to come back and get a basket here. 28-24, 3:39 to go. DeWitt dribbles up methodically. Goes over to Jekyll. Back over to Donovan Phillips, who's in the ball game. To Voss in the middle of the top of the key. Jekyll gets the ball. Goes to the basket. Looked like he got fouled, but no call.
Yeah, he was calling for it. He went to the foul there. Didn't get it.
And back up the court is Nance.
Mules back in the 2-3 zone.
And as soon as they slow it down, then the Mules pull out of it. Jekyll, Nance comes in. Oh, and he calls a block. Nance went to the bucket. And going to have to tell him where the bucket went in. The bucket went in. Official has to ask his partners where the ball went in. And he counts it.
Official explaining now to Coach Brewer why and how he called that. But Breckenridge has extended their lead here to 6. Have a chance to push it out to 7 with a free throw. Mules need to come back and answer.
Nance with a shot. It's good. 31-24. 3 minutes to go in the third period from Alamo Convocation Center. Charlie DeWitt dribbling up on the right side. Breckenridge in a man defense. Outside to Phillips. Going to have to start pushing it a little harder. They want more transition. They're not getting a lot of transition buckets. Donovan Phillips with dribbling on the outside with Alvarez on him. And a foul call. That'll be the second team foul on Breckenridge. 3 team fouls in the half on Alamo Heights.
You mentioned, of course, the transition offense for Alamo Heights, and, of course, that begins on the defensive end. They've got to get some stops first, and so far this quarter they've not been able to do that.
A lot of fouls called and a lot of slowdown by Breckenridge. All right, over to Colby Love on the left wing. Inside to Phillips. Phillips takes a shot. It's partially blocked by Nance. DeWitt tried to keep it alive and bounce it out to one of his players, but it went out of bounds. Good defense there by Calvin Nance, getting a piece of that ball. 2:15 to go. 31-24. Dribbling out front and slowing it down is Nance. Back out to Alvarez. Over to Perales. Nance going to the bucket, but passes back outside to Perales, and it's no good. But long rebound goes to Breckenridge. And Alvarez takes a shot again. It's no good. But Jackson makes the rebound.
Mules have got to get a rebound here. This is the third try now in this possession alone for the Eagles.
That was Bragg with the rebound. 1:39 to go. Too many shots. Now out to... Robert Jackson from the top of the key. 33-24.
Brewer wants the timeout.
Alamo Heights takes the timeout. You're listening to high school basketball on the Texas Sports Productions.
Here at John Wayne, it's not just a word. It's our foundation. From the people we employ, to the service that's provided, to the equipment that we design and install, quality matters. For nearly 20 years, providing quality Texas comfort to the San Antonio area communities has been our highest priority. Right now, get a complete new system with affordable monthly payments from $72 or no interest up to 60 months. For quality you can count on, call John Wayne today, 293-6700.
License number TXCLA 1785C.
This is Bobby.
Welcome back. Say a few words about Order Up.
You know, Dave, Order Up is it's got to be one of my favorite places to eat in the Alamo Heights area. Everything's fresh made daily there in their restaurant at the Lincoln Heights Shopping Center, whether it's a stone-fired pizza or a gourmet burger, delicious tacos, and, of course, I've mentioned those fresh-baked chocolate chip cookies. You owe it to yourself, Dave, after the game. Swing by Order Up and maybe get yourself a homemade milkshake or something while you're at it. Order Up, Lincoln Heights. It's the place you want to be. Got some stats for you here in the third quarter. Brackenridge, 2 of 3 from two-point land, 2 of 5 shooting threes. Mule shooting only 33% overall, 0 of 2 from three-point land, and only 2 of 4 on two-pointers. So the Mules shooting, not a good time to go cold.
All right, as we continue, 1:23 to go. The Mules in possession. Dribbling outside is Langmore. Goes over to Voss. Voss inside to DeWitt. He makes a move. One hand or finger roll. Long rebound comes out to Jekyll. Out to Langmore. And they're going to call a foul on the outside. See who that was called on. That was called on Corian Bragg. That's his third foul.
Got a little push there on the penetration that time by the Mules.
Inbound. Now it over to Langmore. Langmore looking to try to get it inside to Voss. And they call 3 seconds again.
I've never seen that many three-second calls in one high school basketball game, Dave. That's amazing.
And I don't know that that's a point of emphasis this year because I happen to be an official. 57 seconds to go. And 1 minute, less than 1 minute, officials signal to each other. And Lang goes to the basket, and they call a block. And on Weston Voss, and Nance will go to the line for two.
Well, he completely beat his man off the dribble up around the free throw line, had an open path to the basket.
And Colby Love will come back in with, along with Chris Enriquez, and going out is Voss and Langmore.
Nance with a chance here to give the Eagles an 12-point lead with 44 seconds to go in the third.
And he misses. 35-24. DeWitt up the court. And that ball is stolen by Perales. And Nance brings it up court, trying to work for one shot. DeWitt gets outside on him. Goes over to Perales. Back over to Nance on the left wing. And over to Alvarez. Alvarez covered by Brysack. 9 seconds to go and counting. Alvarez going towards the bucket. Perales throws up a desperation three, and boom, it goes through the hoop.
Puts it through at the
bucket.
All
right, that makes the score 38-24. You're listening to High School Basketball, presented by John Wayne Service Company on Texas Sports Productions.
Dotsenberger from TSP. Your new home for Texas high school sports is TexasSportsProductions.com. Watch live broadcasts of Texas high school sports from around the state. Listen to live radio coverage of Texas high school sports from around the state. It's all right there for you on TSP through TexasSportsProductions.com. Did you miss the game or want to see or hear it again? Visit the archives on TexasSportsProductions.com. Get into the game today with TSP and TexasSportsProductions.com.
Both North Park Lexus of San Antonio and North Park Lexus of Dominion have earned the prestigious Elite of Lexus Award every year in business. That's 23 straight years of excellence for North Park Lexus of San Antonio. Visit either North Park Lexus location and test drive the completely redesigned 2019 ES350, featuring a modern, elegant design with a lower, more aggressive stance. Choose from a powerful yet fuel-efficient hybrid or a 350-horsepower V6, or for the first time ever, an F-Sport model. North Park Lexus, proud supporters of high school athletics.
When you choose a...
Back. Welcome back to Alamo Convocation Center. The score here is 38-24, 14-point lead for the Breckenridge Eagles over the Alamo Heights Mules.
Mules shot 33% in that quarter, Dave. They continue to be, for the game, 50% from the free throw line, but I don't think they got to the... I think they attempted two in the third quarter there. That was something that helped them a lot in the first half because they were being aggressive. Let's see if they can do something here in the fourth with that.
Enriquez with the ball. Passes off to Jekyll and almost stolen. And back outside to DeWitt. DeWitt covered by... Jackson, long shot by Brysack off the ring. Rebound by Enriquez. He tries to put it back in, cannot make it. Enriquez getting the ball, but it's stolen by Breckenridge. 38-24, 7:31 to go in the contest. Outside to Perales. And back outside to Nance. He passes on the three, goes to the bucket. And he gets a blocking call on Brysack, and that'll be his fourth foul, I believe. No, it actually was called on Colby Love. That's kind of a break.
Mules trying to trap there on defense, being much more aggressive here, trying to force some turnovers.
16-4 in the third quarter for Breckenridge. That kind of turned the table, didn't it?
Absolutely. First free throw was no good that time by Nance.
Second free throw, no good. Rebound off to Brysack. He brings it up. Pass off to Kobe Love, over to Jekyll. They run it inside to DeWitt. And he is fouled brutally by Robert Jackson. Brutally.
It was a brutal foul. They're going to have to do that. They've got to be aggressive here. They've got to go to the bucket quickly. They don't have time to stand around. They've either got to score or get fouled. And eventually that'll send him to the line.
All right, five fouls on Alamo Heights and four on Breckenridge. DeWitt with a ball in the low, shoots a long three-pointer. It's no good. Rebound. We've got a timeout for an injury. I believe that's Perales down for the Breckenridge Eagles. Isaiah Perales looks like he has a bad ankle. Alamo Heights trainer goes out and checks on him. It only hurts when you breathe. Trouble is, you got to breathe.
That's right.
And been a pretty clean ball game, really.
Yeah, overall. I mean, you haven't seen a lot of, you know, extracurricular activity, so to speak. I mean, the fouls have overall been pretty clean. 7 minutes to go in this game. Mules down 14. They're not completely out of it, but they're going to have to very quickly here get into some kind of rhythm on offense. They've got to find a way to get better shots and score quickly. And then they've got to continue to limit Brack on the defensive end. They've got to let him, you know, take one shot, get the rebound, and push it up.
And it looks like he has badly twisted that ankle.
Yeah, unable to put any weight on it, it looks like. Their Alamo Heights trainers are taking a look at him.
And they'll sub in for him. They need a sub, and into the ball game will come Lorenzo Moreno.
Breckenridge through three quarters shooting 53% for the game. Mules just 33%.
That's the tail of the tape, so to speak. All right, ball comes in to Nance. He's in the backcourt. He'll take the full 10 seconds there before he brings it across. And looked like it might have been an offensive foul there, but Jekyll. And that shot goes up from the corner. It's no good, but the rebound is off to Nance. And then another rebound and another rebound. And another rebound. Four offensive rebounds for Breckenridge. And a timeout called by Coach Isaac.
Well, he wasn't pleased that time with Moreno taking that quick three-pointer. They don't need that shot right now, and they want him to work for a good shot and use some clock.
You know, don't forget Offenheiser and Company and Order Up. I mean, those are our two Alamo Heights sponsors. If you want to sponsor us, give us a call at 210-602-3784. We'd love to have you. We love bringing these ball games to you. The next game, I guess, is on January the 21st, correct?
That's correct, Dave. We'll be back in action for that one. And I think as the Mules continue here in district play, it's going to get these games are going to get even more and more tense as we get close down to the stretch to see who is going to qualify for the playoffs.
And that game will be at Lanier. And there's a possibility it may be video streamed. So we'll see how that goes. All right, inbound comes to Nance. Nance going to back it out, as Coach Isaac says, slow it down. DeWitt out on him, and no five-second count on him. Finally figured out to get a five-second count, did the official. And goes inside of Alvarez, tries to get it down court to Enriquez. He puts it in. That's what the Mules need.
That's right. Nice transition bucket that time. Enriquez with the layup. Mules cut it to 12. 6 minutes to go, fourth quarter.
This game ain't over. Nance, you know, I always worry when you slow it down as a team that sometimes that hurts you. Pass goes inside. Somehow got all the way down to Robert Jackson. Good pass by Nance.
Caught the Mules sleeping on defense that time. Not at all what the Mules wanted.
Long shot goes up for Alamo Heights. It's no good. That shot was put up by Donovan Phillips. Goes out of bounds off a Mule. 40-26.
Phillips had an open look at the three that time. It was a pretty shot. It went down and just didn't stay down.
5:34 and counting. We'll be picking our John Wayne player of the game. Oh, good steal by Brysack, but stolen back by Alamo Heights, by Brackenridge.
Brysack had a man. He had DeWitt running down the floor. I think he could have made an outlet pass, and the Mules might have had a transition bucket again.
And Alvarez goes to the bucket, and a nice assist, but the Jackson can't put it in. And up the court comes DeWitt. Outside to Brysack, he shoots a three, and boom, nothing but net.
Mules needed that, Dave. Cut it to 11 here.
40-29. And Coach Isaac urging his team to cover the outside man. And once again, they slow it up. And they call 10 seconds.
Well, that's just carelessness on the part of Nance. He should have gotten the ball across the midcourt stripe. It's taken too much time. And Mules need to take advantage of this turnover. An unforced error.
Yeah. 10-second call. You just don't see a lot of those. Especially when you don't have the press going on.
That's right.
4:42. Same official that's called 3 seconds a bunch. All right, out to Voss. Over to Brysack. Brysack controls. Good defense by Alvarez. Now pass inside to Voss. He gets knocked down, but no call. Wow.
Brysack made the extra pass that time.
Now a blocking foul by Colby Love. That'll be the sixth team foul on the Mules. One time, one of the things that I love is hearing one of the moms, "Pay attention, ref!" You got to love that. 4:16 to go. You can't get that at home.
No, you don't.
All right, Nance with the ball. DeWitt covering him. Out to Alvarez. They're trying to trap the ball, and they steal it. And good hustle. They called timeout. I'll tell you what, Alvarez showed a lot of court sense there. Well, he's averaging 11.1 points a game, but that was a good hustle and good thinking.
Yeah, there were three different players on the floor there diving for the ball, and he was able to corral it and get the timeout. 3:59 to go, Dave. Mules down 11. They're going to have to obviously pretty quickly here get some stops and probably need to start looking at the three.
All right, so 40-29, thanks to all our sponsors. We really enjoy bringing these ball games to you. This is Mark's second game.
That's right. I'm a veteran now, Dave.
You're a veteran.
That's right. So
this is my first game ever.
Really?
Yeah, it's my first game
ever.
Well, baby David, how many? Maybe I've had two games before. You know, it's funny. My son went to Alamo Heights and graduated in 1999, and then I started this in 2001. And I've been doing it ever since, and it's been a blast.
It's a lot of fun, Dave.
Basketball is a little harder to call than football. Just a little bit quicker.
Mule's coming back out onto the floor here. And I think they realize their margin for error is gone with 4 minutes left in
their
the ball
game. Their sense of urgency.
Yeah, sense of urgency. They're down 11, 4 minutes to go. They can do this, but they don't have any room for mistakes anymore.
We don't want the fat lady to go CVS and get her music.
That's right.
Nance is going to take it in the backcourt. And the throw goes down low, and they throw it back outside to Alvarez. Good defense by the Mules. And a steal. And a pass down court to DeWitt. He gets fouled by Nance.
DeWitt went in for the layup that time. It would have been beautiful if he could have connected on the three-point play. It didn't quite go in. A little too hard off the glass.
One thing you want to do in these kind of situations, though, is score when the clock's not running. And this is a case where he can score 2 points here, bring it within nine, and no ticks off the clock. Unfortunately, he misses the first of the free throws. Got to bend those knees and get it up. I was 0 for a year. Shooting free throws one time. All right, that bucket is good. 40 to 31, I believe. 40 to 30.
40 to 30. 10-point game, Dave. 3.5 to go.
5 of 10 for the Mules shooting free throws. Not a good percentage. Nance brings it inside. No good. Colby Love. They got the ball up way too quick that time. And Brysack with a long shot. It's off. No good. But the rebound off to Love. Love looks to drive, and he does, off the glass, no good. Rebound to Jackson of Brackenridge, and Alvarez brings it back up the right wing.
Two good looks for the Mules that time, neither went down.
Over to Nance. Nance throws it back outside. Oh, and a good steal. And once again, DeWitt going to the bucket, puts it in, 40 to 32.
Well, there's that transition offense they were talking about in the pregame. Might be a little bit too late, but the Mules are down only 8 with 2:42 to go.
And Alvarez brings it up the court. Goes over to Nance. And they double. They're trying to double the ball. Nance goes to the bucket. Flips it off to Jackson. No shot there. They bring it back out. Almost traveling there. Over to Nance. He's covered by Love. Nance going towards the hoop. And throws it back in underneath. Beautiful play. Nance is a player, folks.
Yeah, nice reverse layup that time.
Came in averaging 21 points. I don't know how many points he has now. Long shot by Brysack. No good. Rebound. He has 15 this ball game. I was told by Coach Isaac that he had 30-point ball games. And that's a foul on Brysack. That will be his fourth, I believe. Oh, it's on White 20. Wow, I'm getting all of this wrong, Mark.
Well, the Mules are being very aggressive on defense right now. The several players around the ball, hard to tell at first. But
got to be.
Mules down 10 with just under 2 to go here, and the Eagles at the line.
That was the 17th foul, so they're in the one-on-one. Alvarez at the line. It's Gabriel Alvarez. Sinks the first one. Free throws end up being a big part of the ball game at this time, folks. Alvarez to shoot the second of the one-on-one. And it's good. DeWitt inbounds. Roll it on the floor. Brysack finally picks it up. Throws it over to DeWitt. Brysack back over. Long shot. No good by the Mules. Rebound to Brackenridge, and a foul is called on DeWitt wisely. That'll be another one-on-one.
How many is that now on DeWitt, Dave?
DeWitt has, that should be his third foul, correct?
Three on DeWitt.
And going to the line is Corian Bragg.
Eagles have four defenders back at the Mules' end of the floor here. Don't want to risk any fouls.
He hits the first one. Jekyll will come into the game. He's going to come in for Donovan Phillips. Fat Lady's got her music out. She's doing her Figaro's. She's on her way to CVS to get her throat juice. Yeah. It's 45-32. DeWitt bringing it quickly back up court. After the game, we'll have interviews with Coach Brewer. Colby Love shoots from the left side. No good. Rebound off to Weston. Voss. And that shot is no good by Jekyll. And another foul by DeWitt. That'll be his fourth.
Yeah, just kind of a desperation foul there at the end
and Coach
Nance stopped the clock.
Coach Isaac really urging his players on.
Absolutely.
And we'll be picking a John Wayne service player of the game. I'm thinking Calvin Nance so far.
Well, he's an easy choice, Dave. He's played really well on both ends of the floor. He's distributed the ball well to his teammates, found people for the open threes, and he's done some damage himself.
And Nance hits the first one. I see Coach from Burbank, Herb Jackson, in the house. Second shot is good. DeWitt with the ball over to Brysack. And Nance almost stole it. With a three-pointer, goes to Witt. No good, but Love with a rebound. Jekyll with a three-pointer, no good. Ball is almost out of bounds, but not. Foul is on Jekyll. Nance will go back to the line.
Mules are obviously just putting up three-pointers now, trying to get some quick points. And on each of those shots, shooters really weren't set. Not particularly great shots by the Mules.
No. All right, so 101 to go. Nance misses the first one. Not good free throw shooting by either team, really.
No, it could be a really different game, I think, if either team had gotten particularly hot. I mean, if the Mules had gotten hot, I guess I should say.
And the second one is good. That makes it 48-32, 16-point differential. That's not a differential in your car. Happens to be the difference in the score. Outside to Jekyll. Jekyll goes to the bucket, gets fouled, and the bucket's good. And Corey and Bragg and Coach Isaac says, "Why would you foul now?"
Yeah, coaches sometimes they have to get headaches over those things, I'm sure. You're under a minute to go. You've got a lead. There's no point in reaching in there.
And almost made the old-fashioned three-point play, but no good. That is knocked out of bounds by Alamo Heights.
A good
we'll have a timeout.
Time.
We'll take it with them. 48-34. You're listening to High School Basketball presented by John Wayne Service Company on Texas Sports Productions.
You're choosing to experience luxury ownership. As a member of the North Park Lexus family, you'll have access to superior resort-style amenities and exceptional warranties, plus award-winning customer satisfaction. So why settle for less than a Lexus? Experience Lexus the North Park way. A J.D. Power 2019 Dealer of Excellence for the customer sales experience and a proud member of the Kaleg Auto Group. I-10 at Dominion Drive or online at northparklexus@dominion.com. For J.D. Power 2019 Dealer of Excellence information, visit jdpower.com/DOE.
Recognition is so important. Nothing is more appreciated by employees, athletes, teammates, and coaches than recognition of their contributions and hard work. Awards Mart features recognition items of all types, including trophies, plaques, clocks, watches, belt buckles, corporate award jewelry, and crystal and glass items. Awards Mart will beat the competition in pricing and quality. Awards Mart at 4831 Whirlwind Drive between Starlight Terrace and the I-35 and 410 Interchange. Call 655-4848. Awards Mart.
Welcome back to Alamo Convocation Center. Score here is 48-34, favor of the Brackenridge Eagles.
Dave, we were talking about free throws a minute ago, and for the game, the Mules have missed six. They're 5 of 11, but Brackenridge is not that much better, 7 of 14. They've missed seven from the free throw stripe.
And they'll go back to the line, Alvarez, to shoot. This will be two. That's the 10th foul, so in the double bonus.
It'd be interesting to go back and look and see how many of those were the front ends of one and ones, because that would be even more points there.
Even more devastating.
That's right.
All right, Alvarez shoots the first one. It's good. And checking into the ball game for the Eagles is Keith Fennell. And coming out of the ball game is Rosendo Ceballos. And Alvarez hits both of those free throws. It's 50-34. And inbounds and almost stolen by... he's still hustling, Calvin Nance.
Nance is he's a ball of energy tonight, and Mules look a little less lackadaisical there. He almost stole that one.
44 seconds to go. Outside to Kobe Love on the left wing. Inside to Jekyll. He shoots. And shoots three, and nothing but air.
Yeah, defender in his face, and once again, not a great shot. Didn't get squared up to the basket.
1 of 9 for three-pointers for Alamo Heights. And Brack calls timeout. We'll keep it here.
He's trying to avoid the 10-second call there. He was close to getting it. Coach saw that, called the timeout to avoid the turnover. 25 seconds to go here. Mules down by 16, and obviously going to fall here. The second district loss of the season, Dave.
Are there any 16-point plays in basketball?
Well, none that are legal, Dave. So we're not going to count those.
I want to know one that's illegal.
Well, I'll tell you after we're off the air. It involves paying referees.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah. A little thievery.
That's right.
Sort of like a golf course.
Very similar. Very similar.
One with the best eraser. Nance brings it up. Over to Jackson. And we got a jump ball. And it's going to be Brack ball. We'll be bringing you the pick and pull postgame show, where we'll pick the John Wayne Service Player of the Game, Calvin Nance. Oh, just kidding. And David Klaus will bring they got enough time on the clock to run it out. Alamo Heights content not to foul. And that's going to be the ball game. 50-34, favor of the Brackenridge Eagles over the Alamo Heights Mules. We'll be back in a moment on the John for the pick and pull postgame show. You're listening to High School Basketball, presented by John Wayne Service Company on Texas Sports Productions.
Daniel the Deer danced everywhere. He pranced through fields and jigged through rivers. Then he saw it. What a stage! A place no deer had dared dance before. The hood of a brand new car.
Hey, my car!
And the car was covered, thanks to Farmers Insurance. Deer Dance Floor, December 1st, 2014. Talk to a farmer's agent. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
The Stephen Reese Insurance Agency. Call 210-641-4000.
Official sponsor of Texas Sports Productions.
Dependability. It's expected by our customers, and it's demanded by me. I personally guarantee the certified techs we send to your home and the equipment we install are dependable. John Wayne's American Pride Comfort Systems are designed specifically for San Antonio's extreme heat and humidity and come with a lifetime warranty. Right now, get a complete new system with affordable monthly payments from $72 or no interest up to 60 months. For comfort you can depend on, call John Wayne today, 293-6700.
License number THCLA 1785C.
Thank you for... Welcome back to the pick and pull postgame show. I'm Dave Parker alongside Mark Supise. And final thoughts, Mark?
Well, you know, I thought the Mules in the first half did a much better job of working the ball inside, getting good looks. The shots just weren't falling. We talked about that at halftime. Second half, the Eagles did a much better job of forcing the Mules to work the ball around the perimeter. They weren't able to get those good looks inside, and they just weren't able to score, frankly. I mean, what did we have in the second half? The Mules couldn't have had more than 10, 15 points in the whole second half. So much better job on defense, I thought, by the Eagles. And you know, the Mules are going to have to find a way to get that offense out of first gear when it kind of stagnates.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, it's just a learning experience for the Mules, and as they come back and just have to put things together and find some leadership and find some things to make it happen.
The Mules are still sitting, as of right now, at fourth place in the district. I mean, so they're still in the thick of things. And they're only two games out of first place, but they're going to have to, I think, go back and look at what they did in the first half of this game in particular and try to find ways to continue to replicate that as they go forward here in district play. They can't find themselves in these positions where they're kind of standing around on offense and taking bad shots from the perimeter.
All right, well, we'll be back in a moment. We'll bring you the stats by the Hall of Famer. You're listening to High School Basketball presented by John Wayne Service Company on Texas Sports Productions on the Pick and Pull Postgame Show.
Hi, I'm Dave Parker, and I'm thrilled to announce the opening at Parker Plaza in 09. My son Clint and I have been a part of the Elm Heights community for a long time and are happy to bring luxury apartments to the area at the gates of Fort Sam Houston. They are spacious and fit the high standards expected in Terrell Hills and Alamo Heights. Please call 210-602-3784 for more information or visit our website at parkerplazain09.com.
Reputation, it defines us. How we treat the customer contributes to our reputation. It's doing the right thing every time and never cutting corners. John Wayne's customers have rewarded us with over 5,000 five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the BBB. And for that, we thank you. Right now, get a complete new system with affordable monthly payments from $72 or no interest up to 60 months. John Wayne Service Company. Our reputation is in every truck. 293-6700.
License number 2ACLN-1785C.
This is Bobby Stott.
All right, welcome back. Final score here was what? David?
Well, for me, 50 to 34. Breckenridge played the third quarter was the difference, 16 to 4 in the third quarter. But, they outplayed Elma Heights. They're good athletes, and Calvin Nance pretty much dominated the game. And Gabriel Alvarez hit four three-pointers, which were deadly. He had 16 points, so that was the difference.
Yeah,
Breckenridge is a good team.
I agree. Third quarter was the defining minutes of this ball game. Mules came out a little bit flat after the halftime break, and before they knew it, they really were out of the game by the time the fourth quarter began.
You want to run through the stats, David?
Sure. Team-wise, Breckenridge from the field was 13 of 27. For 48% from the three-point line, 5 of 18 for 29%. Free throws, 9 of 16. For Alamo Heights, 10 of 34 from the field, 3 of 18 from the three-point line. Most of those were desperation threes at the end, and 5 of 11 from the free throw line. Scoring-wise, Braden Jakey had 7 points, Charlie DeWitt 6, Weston Voss 4, Colby Williams 2, Chris Enriquez 3, Jeb Brysack 7, Kobe Love 5. And Breckenridge, Kelvin Nance 18, and Gabriel Alvarez 16. Perales had 5 points, Jackson 6, and Corian Bragg 5. So pretty much the dominant third quarter for Breckenridge was the difference in the game.
Yeah, it would just seem like it just turned around, and Elm Heights went cold. And Breckenridge went hot, David.
Right, and Calvin Nance controlled the game, basically, with his shooting, dribble, and dribble, drive, shoot. That was their offense.
Well, and you talked about those scoring totals. You know, Jekyll's averaging almost 13 points a game. He had 7. DeWitt's averaging 7. He had 6. Voss, 5 to 4. Brysack averaging 12 points, had 7. So, I mean, really, Kobe Love was the only one that hit a season average of 5 points per game. And so I think it was a combination of things. I think it was really just an off-shooting night for the Mules, and it was good defense by the Eagles. And those things combined just put a lid on our offense, and you're not going to win games when you shoot like that.
Exactly right.
All right, so we have to pick a John Wayne Service Player of the Game. And, Mark, your vote?
Well, I think I have to go with Nance. I think it's going to be maybe a unanimous selection here. He was the guy that stirred the cup of coffee, if you will, for the Eagles tonight. So I'm going to go with Nance.
David?
Same. Calvin Nance, I think.
Give me some stats on him.
Well, he had 7 twos, 4 of 10 from the free throw line, 18 points. I don't know what he was from the field, but he was consistent in every quarter. Gabriel Alvarez could have been considered. He had 4 three-pointers and 4 for 4 from the line. He had 16 points. But I think Nance, with his...
strong defensively, too.
Yeah, defensively and his control of the offense, dribble drive, was the difference. So I'm picking Calvin Nance.
All right. Well, woe be me to go against your sound judgment. So Calvin Nance will be the player of the game, John Wayne Service Player of the Game. We normally have Coach Brewer up here after the ball game. I don't know if he's going to want to do that or not. Final score here tonight was 50-34. We're going to hang on here just for a second just to see if he wants to. Coach Brewer doing an excellent job as always. And, you know, this ball club, as you said, is still going to come on strong. I mean, it's early in the district.
Absolutely. I mean, they've still got a lot of opportunities to make up some ground here and to win some games. And so, you know, this season is, you know, not even close to being over with. But, you know, they had a heartbreaking loss to Jefferson a few days ago, 4-point loss there. And Coach Brewer talked about this in the pregame show. They didn't finish that game well. This game, they didn't have a chance to finish well because of the third quarter. And so I think they're going to have to look at how do we come in and sustain our game plan, sustain what we do well, and beat some of these teams. I think they've still got some wins in them, and I think they're going to make a move before it's all over with, but they're going to have to regroup after this one tonight.
All right, well, let's take one more break, and we'll come back in on the Pick and Pull postgame show. 50-34 final score here from the Alabama Convocation Center in favor of the Breckenridge Eagles. We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to high school High school baseball, baseball, did it again.
Take
high
your
school
pick.
Basketball, presented by John Wayne Service Company on Texas Sports Production on the Pick and Pull postgame show.
I'm here at the year's hottest stag pool party.
Put your antlers up!
Where? Some poor guy's backyard. These stags are bringing down the house. Seriously, deer are ripping holes in the pool cover. They're trampling patio furniture. And all the damage was covered, thanks to Farmers Insurance. Stag Pool Party, October 27th, 2014. Talk to a farmer's agent. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
The Stephen Reese Insurance Agency. Call 210-641-4000.
Official sponsor of Texas Sports Productions.
The most important team member isn't always playing in the game. Sometimes they hold a clipboard on the sideline. A good coach doesn't just call plays. They instill confidence in the individual and help the team overcome adversity. At Frost, we believe that good coaching in your financial life can accomplish the same thing. After all, if we believe in you and you believe in you, anything is possible. Frost, opt for optimism.
Welcome back. 50-34, favor of the Breckenridge Eagles over the Alamo Heights Mules. Upcoming games, Mark?
Well, Mules back in action on the 10th at Highlands, another key district matchup. The Owls right now 2-3 in district play and obviously hungry for a win. That'll be an important game for the Mules to get a road win. And then back in action here on the 15th, our next broadcast against Sam Houston. Sam Houston, of course, 4-1 in district, another team that's up at the top fighting for that district title. And so Mules have a chance here in the next two games in particular to get some quality wins and really get right back in the thick of this district race.
Yeah, this is not over. And keep in mind that four teams make the playoffs.
That's right. Mules are sitting at fourth right now. So, you know, they've definitely got a shot to get in the playoffs. I really think they can come back and, you know, get a win in the rematch against Breckenridge. I mean, they were hanging with these guys in the first half. So we'll see what happens in the second half. It's going to be exciting. Hope you'll join us on these broadcasts. It's going to be fun along the way.
And don't forget, you can give us a call at 210-602-3784 and become a part of the sponsorship of this broadcast and hear Mark talk about you.
Yeah, that's right.
Because he does such a great job.
Well, that's one of the most enjoyable things in life, I think, is having me talk about you. So.
That's what I like about it. Yeah, a little humor.
Yes.
Well, I do not see Coach Brewer coming out of the locker room. He is having a long-term discussion with his players, and we appreciate that. So, final score here from Alamo Convocation Center is 50-34, favor of the Brackenridge Eagles. That will conclude the Pick and Pull postgame show, and we really, truly appreciate you listening to us. Mark, great job.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for having me, as always. Good to sit with you and, of course, the Hall of Famer, just absorbing his greatness here in the press box at Alamo Convocation Center. Look forward to seeing you guys again next week.
And David Klaus is incredible. All right. Good night, everyone.
Thank you for listening to High School Basketball, presented by John Wayne Service Company on Texas Sports Productions. This broadcast has been brought to you by John Wayne Service Company, Frost Bank, North Park Lexus, Thomas J. Henry Injury Attorneys, Kalig Automotive Group, Sports Medicine Associates, Mission Open Air Market, Alamo Colleges District, Pick and Pull, Branded Tees, Awards Mart, and by Stephen Reese Farmers Insurance. Also by these Alamo Heights supporters, Parker Plaza, Order Up Pizza, and Offenheiser Insurance. For an archive of this broadcast, log on to TexasSportsProductions.com, Texas's leader in play-by-play sports coverage. The executive producer of High School Basketball on TexasSportsProductions.com is Bobby Stotzenberger.